Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, August 3rd, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Pratt Industries will invest $400 million in a new Henderson, Kentucky paper mill that will create 320 new jobs. Also making headlines last week, Domtar and Paper Excellence merger has been approved by Domtar stockholders. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, July 30th at 41.87, up 85 points or 2.1% from the July 23rd close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 6-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 0.6%. Among the PM40 companies, the biggest winners were Verso up 13.5%, followed by Nine Dragons gaining 12.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Boise Cascade down 16.9%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 329%, while the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging down by 26%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 42.9%, while the PM40 is up 43.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Sweden. Metsä Board increases annual folding box board production capacity by 200,000 metric tons in Husum. Metsä Board, part of Metsä Group, has invested 200 million euros in increasing folding boxboard capacity at its Husum mill in Sweden. The company is responding to a growing demand for sustainability-produced packaging materials that support the circular economy. The investment strengthens Metsä Board's position as the leading producer of folding boxboard in Europe. Metsä Board has made an investment decision to increase the annual folding box capacity by 200,000 metric tons at its Husum integrated mill in Sweden. At present, the annual folding boxboard capacity of the paperboard machine BM1 is 400,000 metric tons, and after the investment, it will rise to 600,000 metric tons. Additional capacity will enter the market during 2024 and 2025. The investment value is approximately 210 million euros, divided in 2021 to 2024, and mainly in 2022 and 2023. The investment will be financed with current cash funds and future cash flows from operating activities.
The Houston port concept will be examined separately, taking into the account the growing logistics volumes of the entire integrated mill, and the necessary potential investments will be decided later. Preparatory work for construction will begin in October of 2021 in connection with the planned annual maintenance shutdown of the Husum Integrated Mill. The ramp-up of additional capacity is expected to start in the autumn of 2023, with full production capacity expected to be reached by the end of 2025. The investment will increase Metsä Board's annual sales by approximately 200 million euros. In addition, the investment is estimated to have a positive impact of approximately 50 million euros on the company's annual comparable EBITDA. Sales growth and EBITDA improvements are expected to be achieved in the full by the year 2026. Dayline Beetham, UK. BillerudKorsnäs aims to get rid of its Beetham mill in the United Kingdom. BillerudKorsnäs says it is in the process with the aim of divesting the paper mill in Beetham, UK. The process is ongoing and no binding agreement to divest the mill has yet been entered into, the company said. Since BillerudKorsnäs's machine glaze, or MG, paper business has been primarily focused in Skärblacka, the strategic importance of Beetham to the rest of the group has been reduced. Beetham produces craft paper for packaging of medical equipment, food packaging, and other types of industrial applications, and has a capacity of around 45,000 metric tons per year. In 2020, the facility had sales of around 480 million SEKs, Swedish kroners. Dateline Italy. Smurfit Kappa buys containerboard mill in Italy for 360 million euros. Smurfit Kappa said it is buying Verzuolo, a containerboard business in northern Italy, for a cash consideration of 360 million euros. The Verzuolo mill was owned by the Burgo Group and is situated close to the port of Savona on the northwest of Italy. The PM9 machine was newly constructed in 2002 and converted into a 600,000 metric ton capacity recycled containerboard machine in 2019. Verzuolo is highly complementary to Smurfit Kappa's existing business and is strategically positioned to serve both southern European region and other markets, ensuring that the company continues to provide the best service to its corrugated customers. The acquisition will deliver significant synergy benefits, including technical and production optimization and increased containerboard integration within the group, Smurfit Kappa said. The cash consideration will be funded from the group's existing resources. It is expected that the acquisition will be complete during the fourth quarter, subject to customer and closing conditions, including regulatory approval.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Papri Talo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Lake Forest, Illinois. Pact of Evergreen to exit coated groundwood paper business following years of market decline. packet of Evergreen on July 28, 2021, announced that the company has made the difficult decision to exit the coated groundwood paper business. And as a result, the company will permanently cease production of coated groundwood paper at its Pine Bluff, Arkansas location. The company will continue to strategically invest in the Pine Bluff Mill, which will remain an essential facility in the Pact of Evergreen operations network, serving the fiber-based beverage packaging market. Here comes a quote, quote, "With the decline in the coated groundwood market, our decision to exit this business enables us to reinvest resources into our strategic core competency of liquid packaging board, as well as other more profitable segments across the enterprise. Pact of Evergreen will continue to employ more than 650 employees at the Pine Bluff Mill, where liquid packaging board and extrusion manufacturing will remain," end of quote, said Mike King, CEO of Pact of Evergreen. Pact of Evergreen said it will work directly with its coated groundwork customers to meet their product needs and to support their transition to new suppliers until production ends in the fourth quarter. The company expects to complete the closure by October 31st, 2021, that's Halloween, with shipments continuing until inventory is depleted. The company said it will work closely with impacted employees and union leadership during the transition. Pact of Evergreen says that they are committed to helping support its team members during this difficult time. "This decision is not reflective of the hard work and dedication of its team members, nor the performance of the mill, but the reality of the coated publications business outlook." The company said it thanks its hardworking team members for their many contributions. They said, "We also thank our long-term customers for their loyalty and understanding of this decision and are committed to working with them during this transition." Dayline, Louisiana, Hunt Forest Products and Tolko Industries announced new sawmill in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards, Hunt Forest Products co-owner James D. Hunt, and Tolko President and CEO Brad Fulkerson announced that the companies will develop a new $240 million sawmill in the Beanville Parish region. Resulting from the collaboration of these two companies, the joint venture will create 130 direct new jobs with an average salary of $50,000, $57,400 plus benefits. Louisiana Economic Development estimates that the new sawmill will result in 387 indirect jobs for a total of more than 500 new jobs in Louisiana's northwest region. Approximately 300 construction jobs will be created. Sourcing timber locally, the state-of-the-art sawmill will require approximately 1.3 million tons of wood annually to produce an estimated 320 million board feet of lumber. The facility will be located on approximately 225 acres in Bienville Parish near the community of Taylor, Louisiana. Construction on the new facility is expected to start in early 2022, with commercial operations starting in early 2023. The sawmill in Bienville will be the second project resulting from the collaboration of Hunt Forest Products and Tolko. The two companies partnered to develop a $115 million lumber mill in Urania, Louisiana, in February of 2018. Operating under the name LaSalle Lumber Company, LLC, the Urania plant has created 120 direct jobs, exceeding the initial plans of 107 new jobs. Dayline, Memphis, Tennessee, international paper subsidiary Sylvamo to put headquarters in East Memphis, Tennessee. International paper subsidiary Sylvamo has chosen an East Memphis headquarters after being awarded a jobs payment in lieu of taxes incentive by the Economic Development Growth Engine for Memphis and Shelby County. Sylvamo will have its headquarters at 6077 Primacy Parkway, about a mile from International Paper's headquarters, according to documents submitted to the Edge Board. The company will occupy about 87,000 square feet of the building, or approximately 67% of the structure. According to documents, the company plans to invest $14.5 million, $7.5 million of which will be tenant improvements. Sylvamo is in the process of being spun off into an independent, publicly traded company. It will produce a variety of paper materials.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Glendale, California, Avery Dennison to acquire Vestcom. Avery Dennison announced last week that it has signed an agreement to acquire Vestcom, a privately held market-leading provider of pricing and brand labeling solutions at the shelf edge for retailers and consumer packaged good companies. For $1.4 billion in a cash transaction subject to certain closing and post-closing adjustments. Vestcom uses data management capabilities to synthesize and streamline store-level data and deliver item-specific, price-integrated messaging at the shopper's point of decision. The acquisition is expected to close in the third quarter of 2021, subject to regulatory approvals and other customary closing conditions. Vestcom is headquartered in Little Rock, Arkansas, with roughly $400 million in annual revenue. The company has 11 U.S. production facilities and approximately 1,200 employees, with sales across multiple U.S. retail channels, including grocery, drug, and dollar. Vestcom solutions include stacks, pre-cut, pre-sorted, self-adhering shelf labels, self-strips, self-edge planogram displays, ad signs, signage kits, and shelf ads. Branded marketing displays. Shelf ads is spelled S-H-E-L-F with a big A and a D and a Z. Vestcom is a high-growth, high-margin business with a strong track record across cycles that will accelerate the Avery Dennison portfolio shift to high-value categories, the company said. The acquisition is expected to be accretive to the company's 2022 EPS net of purchase accounting, amortization, and financing costs.
And we'll be back right after this.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Things are different in 2020. How do you reach prospects in a world defined by keeping your distance? What is the effective medium for conveying your message and building your business in this new era? Papa Italo Publications has been developing the very expertise you need now for 15 years. Check us out at papaitalo.com. That's PAPERITALO.com. Papaitalo.com. Look at our media kit and then come talk to us.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Henderson, Kentucky. Pratt Industries to invest $400 million in new Henderson, Kentucky paper mill and create 320 new jobs. Pratt Paper, a part of the sustainable packaging company Pratt Industries, is planning to invest $400 million in a paper mill in Henderson. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced this past Thursday, and resulting in 320 high-paying full-time jobs. Company officials also expect the project in Henderson, Kentucky, to create roughly 700 construction jobs over the coming years, according to Beshear. Quote, "This is the single largest investment in our state since I took office more than a year and a half ago, and is the third largest job announcements we've seen so far this year," end of quote, Bashir said during a press briefing before leaving for a 2 p.m. event at the plant's future location. Press conference at the plant's new future location. Pratt Industries is based in Georgia and was founded 30 years ago. It has manufacturing facilities in more than 25 states. The company is America's fifth largest corrugated packaging company and the world's largest privately held 100% recycled paper and packaging company. It has more than 10,000 employees at its facilities. Dayline Ford Mill, South Carolina. Domtar Paper Excellence merger approved by stockholders. Stockholders of Domtar Corporation last week approved a proposal to adopt a business combination with Paper Excellence, whereby Carta Halton BV, an affiliate of Paper Excellence, will acquire all of the issued and outstanding shares of Domtar common stock for $55.50 per share in cash, pursuant to an agreement and plan of a merger dated May 10, 2021. The adoption of the merger required the affirmative vote of stockholders during a majority of the issued and outstanding shares of Domtar stock entitled to vote on such a matter. More than 81%, actually 81.93% of the issued and outstanding shares of Domtar's common stock entitled to vote at the special meeting of stockholders were voted in favor of the merger. In addition, the non-binding compensation advisory proposal was also approved by a majority of the shares represented at the meeting. Additionally, Domtar announced that clearances have been obtained under the antitrust laws of Spain and the People's Republic of China, following previous clearances obtained in the United States and Turkey, representing another step toward the closing of the announced merger. The merger is expected to be completed before the end of 2021, subject to receiving clearance under Canada's Competition Act and other customary closing conditions. Dateline Charlotte, North Carolina. Company Box completes major expansion. Company Box, the Charlotte-based corrugated packaging company, reported a significant expansion in capacity and nationwide corrugated digital print solutions with the multi-million dollar investment in a second HP C500 press. The purchase adds to its robust suite of digital equipment and further strengthens capabilities for all sizes of business. The new C500 is equipped with a state-of-the-art stacker that allows Company Box to run small jobs continuously with larger runs without slowing up the press. Here's a quote, quote, "Combined with our platform and technology, we are providing our customers with new and innovative ways to capture the customer's attention," said Louis DeJesus, Company Box's CEO. DeJesus continues, quote, "The package can now become a communication piece, personalized and targeted to specific geographic markets and events. Gone are the barriers and long lead times inherent in traditional platforms," end of quote. The press, known for its flexibility on small to large runs, also delivers a sharp text, barcodes, and smooth tone transitions, all in vivid colors. As a true replacement to litho, the print resolution can be viewed in accurate detail. Quote, "Customers do not need to settle for close enough to get all the benefits digital packaging has to offer," noted Kyle DeJesus, Company Box president. DeJesus continues, "Our suite of world-class printers allows us to work with brands like Polaroid, Lowe's, and Snack Magic," end of quote. As a minority partner, Green Bay Packaging is in full support of Company Box's growth. Quote, "Company Box is an industry leader in digital printing service and quality. This investment builds on the platform that Company Box established by being a pioneer in digital printing. Green Bay Packaging is excited to be part of this investment and taking the next step in the journey," said Brian Hollenbach, Executive Vice President at Green Bay Packaging. The purchase makes Company Box the first in the world to run two C500s in the same building. The company recently added a second 65,000 square foot facility, giving it 180,000 square feet completely dedicated to digital packaging. It puts Company Box in a position to be one of the few companies with enough capacity and redundancy to serve customers' needs within a 10-day window.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 9th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.